You're listening to SBS News.
After enduring months of very strict restrictions, Melburnians can enjoy a little more freedom to move and socialise. They can hold one private gathering per day in their homes, which can be a visit from up to two adults and their dependents from another household. This once-per-day rule applies to people hosting the visit and to the visitors. For now, these visits will need to occur at locations within a 25-kilometre radius of where people live. Like so many of the measures imposed during the pandemic, the rule is about restricting movement and human interactions while still allowing for a little more social contact than what's been possible over recent months. Premier Daniel Andrews says the pandemic has shown that indoor household gatherings are risky, so limits are needed to minimise the prospect of outbreaks.
We can't have a situation where people are having visitors in the morning, visitors at lunchtime, visitors in the evening, and then each of those visitors are in turn going and visiting other homes also. I know people may want to do that, but that is not, on the best of public health advice, safe at this point. But the place where you feel safest, your home, is actually the most dangerous environment for the spread of this virus.
Daniel Andrews says people from any number of households are free to gather in the outdoors, providing they keep to a limit of 10 people.
We'd always encourage people to try and connect outside, to try and utilise those rules that we've written. But this does give people an opportunity to connect inside in their family home. I'm sorry that there have to be limits, but there's just no other choice that we can responsibly and safely make. Now, on masks, we would recommend that people wear masks whenever they can. We can't enforce that, though. I'm just being frank about it. We're not going to have police knocking on every door every day. But we just ask people to use some common sense, because that's what's got us here.
With retail and hospitality venues reopening and more people moving around the city, Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton is wary of people becoming complacent.
We have to expect additional cases. We have to be mindful of the fact that our biggest challenge now is complacency. Our biggest challenge now is the sense that there's nothing out there and we can do absolutely everything and we can see absolutely everyone without there being a risk. That is not the case and it won't be the case for a while.
The majority of those who died of COVID-19 in Australia were elderly Victorians who caught the virus after the catastrophic failures of the hotel quarantine system. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, whose electorate is in Victoria, told Parliament that what's taken place should never have been allowed to occur.
The Victorian people have suffered so much. The pain, the cost, the loss of Victorian people. It should have never, ever have come to this.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she'll wait to see how well Victoria manages COVID-19 as it comes out of lockdown before making any decisions about reopening to the whole of the state.
The residents of New South Wales would expect me and my government to be responsible in how we deal with that. So we'll take the border down as soon as we can, but we do need to wait to see what impact easing of restrictions in Melbourne and Victoria has before we decide exactly when that will be.
Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was also guarded about easing border restrictions.
In Victoria, they are just coming out of lockdown. They are just coming out of lockdown now. So the economy is not open like Queensland. Queensland and Western Australia have strong economies because of the strong health response.
South Australian officials say they'll be looking for an extended period of no mystery cases of community transmission in Victoria before relaxing its border restrictions. And from early next month, Tasmania plans to extend this week's border reopenings to New South Wales residents, meaning its borders will only then be closed to travellers from Victoria. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.